I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Venezuela is facing a crisis of hyperinflation, so says Steve Shantz of Transworld Radio.
Basically, the value of your money goes in half every 26 days. So if you got $500 today, 26 days from now, it's only worth $250.
So the Venezuelan government is introducing a new currency to address the crisis. Now, more than ever, Venezuelans need hope, and Transworld Radio wants to give it to them.
What we try and do in this situation is bring people back to the Word of God and try and bring people a message of hope through God's Word, that God is in control in these situations in spite of what they see around them.
Would you pray for the people of Venezuela as the nation stumbles towards stability in this time of crisis? And southern winds on the day of the nuclear catastrophe in Chernobyl, Ukraine, contaminated a fourth of Belarus with radioactive fallout. Slavic Gospel Association's president, Michael Johnson, says in a town unaffected by the radiation is Camp Pearl.
So it's had a wonderful ministry in introducing kids from unchurched families to the gospel, but also a therapeutic opportunity for kids to come. They have a full diagnostic system set up, and they get free dental care, and they get certain medical treatments while they're there to meet both the physical and the spiritual needs of the children.
But each year, the camp loses kids to the effects of radiation. Would you consider coming alongside SGA so these kids could encounter Christ? Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering the free resource called 33 Affirmations. It helps folks discover who they are in Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.